Unexplained honeycombs on Mars, demolished moons at Neptune, and a city hidden in the Amazon. NASA's Curiosity rover has identified a vast honeycomb-shaped terrain on Mars, thousands of polygonal fractures covering an area with no parallel anywhere else on the planet. Scientists' language in the announcement is careful. They explicitly say they cannot yet explain how the structures formed. Polygonal fracture patterns on Earth typically indicate freeze-thaw cycles or desiccation, processes that are both possible on Mars, but the scale here exceeds what either mechanism typically produces. The James Webb Space Telescope has revealed that Neptune's inner moons, Naiad, Thalassa, and Despina, appear to be remnants of destroyed ancient worlds. Caltech researchers found clay minerals on all three, and clay minerals form in the presence of liquid water. The inference is that these moons were once part of a much larger body that broke apart in an ancient catastrophic event. They are not moons that formed where they are found. They are debris. China completed the world's largest fusion magnet, a 582-ton superconducting component for its next-generation tokamak, surpassing the equivalent component being built for ITER, the 35-nation international fusion project. China is now demonstrably leading on at least this specific fusion hardware metric. Combined with Commonwealth Fusion Systems' $4 billion total raise and ITER's continued development, three credible paths toward fusion commercialization are now operating in parallel, with different funding models, different timelines, and strategic implications that extend well beyond energy into submarine propulsion and space travel. A LIDAR survey, light detection and ranging technology that penetrates forest canopy to image ground-level features, revealed beneath the Bolivian Amazon the remnants of an urban network that housed millions of people with roads, reservoirs, and monumental architecture. Prior estimates of pre-Columbian population density were constrained by what survives visible above the canopy line. This finding requires a significant revision. University of Tokyo researchers fabricated nanoscale versions of the Einstein hat tile, a single 13-sided shape that tiles a plane without ever repeating, and discovered that the structure produces chiral light diffraction patterns that have not been documented before, with potential applications in quantum computing, optical sensing, and molecular biology. NASA also set coverage for the August 12th total solar eclipse, during which the solar corona becomes visible, enabling direct imaging of plasma structures otherwise drowned by the sun's surface brightness.